As details of the impending papal visit emerge, Catholic parishes around the Delaware Valley are gearing up to see Il Papa in person. Turns out it's been exercise in faith and patience. WHYY's Laura Benchoff spoke with members of St. Bede's Parish in Holland, Bucks County, to find out what it's like to plan a field trip for 500 or so faithful pilgrims.
This isn't Monsignor John Marine's first papal rodeo. He was the head of St. Thomas Aquinas in South Philly when John Paul II cruised up Broad Street.
Philadelphia means brother-in-law.
I was stationed in South Philadelphia. He came right through. He went right through our parish. So I had all of our parishioners out on Broad Street. So I saw him go by. It was exciting.
Now he leads one of the largest parishes in the area, St. Bede's the Venerable in Bucks County.
I think we're in the top 10 as far as size goes. We have about 3,200 households, and that translates into registered parishioners close to 11,000.
Because of its size, St. Bede's received almost 500 tickets to the hottest papal events, including a concert on the parkway with the likes of Andrea Bocelli and the papal mass itself. So far, 385 of those tickets have been claimed. As for transportation...
I mean, we already had five buses with a waiting list, about a month ago.
Barbara Rogowski, an office assistant at St. Bede's, nods. Parishioners can also take SEPTA into the city and join up with congregants in St. Bede's prime spot on the parkway.
They're going to be standing between 22nd and 20th Street in front of Aiken's Oval. That's a good spot. I think we really had a turnabout here, really.
That turnabout, he says, is a gradual change in feelings about the visit, from logistical dread to hopeful exuberance. But there's still a lot they don't know. Kathy Nachman is one of St. Bede's pilgrims, and she's helping with the papal logistics.
There's been different things that we've heard, so we're still kind of waiting to tell people what we know because it's still changing.
For starters, they don't know how far they'll have to walk once the buses arrive in Philadelphia. They also don't know when they're leaving. Nachman says her preparations involve more than packing snacks and wearing comfortable shoes. There's a spiritual component, too.
Definitely pray and, you know, try to stay focused in that way, and we'll make sure we have a joyful spirit among us.
Those who saw the Pope in 79 say all they have to do is think back to what it was like to get excited again. Here's Monsignor Marine.
I always remember after the Mass was over and we all walked through the streets. There was singing. It was just joy. For a moment in time, Philadelphia was just transfixed.
For those who can't make it out to the parkway, St. Bede's will also broadcast the Mass on a big screen TV in the nave, where Marine says the pews are very comfortable. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.